The sounds you're about to hear can be devastating to your ear.
Hi there. My name is Leanna Palmerio McIver, and I am a registered psychotherapist and director of the Teachers Counseling Network. We have worked with the Halton Region School Board for close to 25 years and have a subspecialty in working with the teaching profession. We are at the beginning of a new school year. It's unlike any other school year because not only are we coming out of the turmoil of the past 2 years of a global pandemic, we are also going into a situation with a lot of unknowns. It's normal to feel anxious in anticipation of possible events. How will the classroom work? Will there be future COVID-19 outbreaks in the school? And so on. Anxiety is a future-focused mental state. It is our brain asking, what if? And then considering not only what scenarios might play out in the future, but also how they will affect us and make us feel. Some anxiety is okay, like being nervous about catching a flight, or the beginning of a school year. But allowing anxiety to rule your state of mind is not, however, okay. It will affect your work and home lives if you allow it. The good news is there are many ways to manage your anxiety and coach yourself so you have a better tolerance for the unknown and any fears it may generate. First, let's start with the bedrock of your well-being, your physical health. A regular exercise routine can help you feel better by reducing the amount of anxiety hormones, the chemical messengers used by your brain and body to put you into a stressed state, and increasing the amount of good hormones like endorphins that will decrease stress and improve your mood. You can add to this by adopting a simple meditation routine. There are many apps for this, including one that's covered through your board. And by going for massages, eating right, and limiting your use of alcohol or recreational drugs. Once our physical health is in a good place, we can look at how it can help support a positive frame of mind. It may sound easy, but some of the hardest work you will need to do in the coming months is to stay in the present moment. In the classroom, you may find it useful to focus on the tasks right at hand instead of what's coming up later in the next day or week. And in your own life, see what's in front of you, like the dinner you're eating, the friends you're with, or the recreation you're participating in. It's important not to let anxiety about the future bleed into and color your present moment. Finally, go easy on yourself. You've come through a really tough time, and it will no doubt be tough in the coming year. Praise yourself for the work you're doing under difficult circumstances, as well as your own successes in managing your anxiety, stress, and staying in a good mental state. This year is about you and your well-being. You can only help others to learn and grow if you are strong and capable and taking good care of yourself. What I've just outlined will help you be that strong person. But don't forget that asking for help is also a sign of your strength. All of us at the Teachers Counseling Network are here if you need help. Text me, Leanna, at 416-885-9191 or check out our website at www.teacherscounseling.com. Remember, counseling has two L's for the Canadian spelling. If you need any guidance on our services or if you'd like to book a therapy session, we can be reached in either format. We are covered under your benefit plan as well. Please take care of yourselves as we navigate this challenging moment. If you do that, I have no doubt you will have a successful year.